From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded a dozen more, according to officials and hospital sources. Authorities said a group of four terrorists stormed the Baka Khan University in the town of Charsada around 9 a.m. in the morning and opened fire on students and teachers. The regional deputy inspector general of police, Saeed Wazir Khan, said at least two suicide bombers were among the attackers. Meanwhile, India strongly condemned the militant attack at the university. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi took to Twitter to denounce the attack and offered his condolences to the families of the deceased. Meanwhile, India's junior parliamentary affairs minister, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, said as Pakistan is becoming an epicenter of global militancy, it needs to get its act together to fight the disease.
The world has recognized this fact that terror is brewing and the epicenter of terror has now become Pakistan. So there's a big question which needs to be answered. We cannot forget yet Osama bin Laden, who was found in the backyard of a military camp for more than a decade when he was camping there, and the Pakistan government did not act. And of course, I'm sure that the Pakistani government is sensitive how it has to fight terror, both within the country and those who are moving out from their country.
The United States says China must join with the rest of the world in imposing strong sanctions against North Korea over its latest nuclear test, given its special relationship with the reclusive regime. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the call on Wednesday in Seoul during a meeting with the South Korean foreign minister. Pyongyang angered the international community when it announced it had tested the first-ever hydrogen bomb. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting Wednesday with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Zurich, Switzerland. It's part of a trip to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia for talks on issues including the multinational effort to bring political stability to Syria and North Korea's recent nuclear test. The bilateral talks come at a critical time as plans to launch peace talks on a political transition in Syria June 25th appear to be in jeopardy. Adding border checks to Europe's passport-free area would cost $3.3 billion a year in lost business, according to the bloc's chief executive Wednesday, seeking to reinforce a message that impulsive measures to curb migrant flows would hurt the economy. With some 1.7 million workers crossing EU internal borders every day, and with 57 million journeys made across those frontiers every year, the European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, said every hour of waiting time at the border had a cost. The International Labor Organization predicts global unemployment will worsen over the next few years, with emerging and developing economies bearing the brunt of the jobless market. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the ILO released its annual World Employment and Social Outlook Trends 2016 report.
The International Labor Organization finds more than 197 million people around the world were unemployed at the end of last year, 27 million more than the pre-crisis level of 2007. The ILO forecasts 2.3 million more people will be out of work by the end of this year, with an additional 1.1 million jobless in 2017 to reach 201.5 million unemployed. ILO Director General Guy Ryder says the slow growth of the global economy is not generating enough jobs to reverse a continuing increase in the high unemployment situation in the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The oldest Christian monastery in Iraq has been reduced to a field of rubble, yet another victim of the Islamic State group's destruction of heritage sites that it considers heretical. The St. Elijah's Monastery in Mosul had survived for 1,400 years. However, satellite photos obtained by the Associated Press confirmed the worst fears that the monastery had been wiped out. This is imagery analyst Stephen Wood.
There's nothing left. Small piles of rocks, perhaps, but nothing that would look like the monastery.
The Islamic State group now controls large parts of Iraq and Syria, and its fighters have destroyed buildings and ruins, historical and culturally significant structures they consider contrary to their interpretation of Islam. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.